And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
What?
Say what?
What?
Say
hey.
What?
Welcome to the 2020-2021 NBA season edition of Say What? Yeah, it's our first of the season encompassing the whole season. I'm Tess Mellis, with me, it's the whole crew. Jay Skeets, what's up, Skeets?
What's up, man?
We got Trey.
Heyo!
Heyo! We got Lee Ellis.
Hey, friends.
And the man making the magic happen. And my partner in crime, it's JD.
Hello.
Yes, JD and I will recite a conversation that may or may not have happened during an NBA game this past season with these Wild broadcasters. Sometimes it's hard to tell if this actually took place during an NBA game. Skeets, Trey, and Lee, along with all of you at home, you have to guess as to whether or not it really took place. Now, before we get into our first one, got to give a little bit of love, a little bit of kudos, a little bit of thanks to the play-by-play announcers who retired after this past season. Just shout out the Sixers' Mark Zumoff, the Rockets' Bill Worrell, the Bucks' Jim Paschke, who was so close with Giannis Antetokounmpo, we called him Yanni, like a true Greek. Love that guy. And, of course, on the national side, we got Marv Albert. We had Ralph Lawler last year.
Yep.
So thanks to all these great guys that we listened to over the past several years, forever. These guys worked for a very, very long time. Now, I said JD is going to be reading along with me, but we do have a guest a little bit later on. Stay tuned for that.
Wow.
Exciting.
Yeah. We'll always get a little guest read in here. Spice it up. But let's go back, guys. Let's go back with our first one here.
Okay.
It's a couple old friends. We're going back to the preseason because we got cover
man.
The whole year.
How the hell are we supposed to remember the preseason, man?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay. It's the same stuff. Anyway, it's the Raptors hosting the Heat. Okay. Our old Toronto friends, Matt Devlin and Jack Armstrong on the call. I'll play Jack. I'll do a very bad Jack impersonation. JD will play Devlin as the two reminisce about games that had crowds at them. And the fans make the experience.
Totally.
That's the whole, the passion, the love they have for the team. It may not even be the Raptors. They might love the Heat or the Pacers or whoever, but they got a love affair for the sport, and they just come and they love their team. But the sport of basketball, they come and we share in that, and we're all very lucky.
No doubt. And you think back to the last time we saw a Raptors game in person, it was March 9th in Utah.
That was a great game in Utah.
A great game in Utah, and you think about the fans, the Raptor fans that traveled there to watch the Raptors all throughout their Western Conference trip. Raptor fans are special, and we see some of them here tonight.
I do remember in Salt Lake, we had those yahoos in front of us, Matt, talking smack every time the Jazz scored a basket. I'm like, will you shut up?
Jack.
Those Utah Jazz fans, it's like, I'm not playing. I'm not coaching. All I'm trying to do is broadcast the game. Shut up. You know, the Jazz would score a basket. The guy would turn around. He'd point at me, talking you know what. I told the guy, shut up, man. Get out of my face.
Siakam shoots The best was, we have two buttons here. We have the cough button and what's called the talk back button. Talk back, so we can talk to those in the television production truck. And then the cough button is in case you talk or want to talk to someone without anybody hearing. And Jack, that night, was working the cough button pretty good with those fans who were right in front of us.
Yeah. I should have probably refrained from a few choice words.
No. I mean, you were nice to them.
They were idiots.
Ah, you were nice.
I was very nice, yes.
It's a 4-point game, 5:17 to go. This is a preseason game.
And scene. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot how great this was. Yeah,
so definitely the most shut-ups we've ever had within a ring.
That's why I'm sort of leaning fake. I don't think Jack's quite that aggressive, is he? I think he likes to have fun, but all those shut-ups... I just don't think that's Jack, because we've seen Jack out. He's a man of the people, you know.
Yeah,
even
true.
He gets out there and people love Jack and Jack loves them.
He's the man of the Raptors fans.
I think he's one of those ones that people... I think he's more universally loved than sort of anyone really. Like, who hates Jack? Why could you hate Jack? How could you hate Jack?
Right.
That's fair.
I have to say, JD's Matt Devlin was actually spot on too in the delivery.
I agree.
There, so,
yeah. Very
JD
good.
Carrying that Devlin. Yeah. Nice level, straight shooter. Yeah. Not too high, not too low. Draws out the syllables just perfectly. But I agree. So Lee is leaning that was a fake one, mainly because of Jack's aggression.
Mm. Interesting. I mean, maybe Jack's aggression comes from him sounding a little bit like a Jack Armstrong doing a Tony Soprano a little bit in this clip. I do. The level of detail that JD as Devlin brought, I think that rings a little bit true to me. Devlin loves to fill a silence, and he'll hit you with, you know, like he's famous for from Brampton or whatever. The guy has a deep bag of references to pull from. So I think I'm leaning real here. It's extended too, which, you know, kind of makes sense in a preseason game. Literally no clue at this point if there were blowouts in the preseason for the Raptors, which would give Matt and Jack a lot to talk about. Skeets, it's going to be on you, buddy. I'm saying this is real.
Okay, let me talk this through. First off, JD's Devlin, fantastic. Tass, I think your Jack got better. I think it was better than
better
you did before. Yeah,
I agree. It's gotten better over the years. I can't do Jack justice, but it's gotten
You've
a
improved.
Little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird that if this is fake, you decided to put it in the preseason. Okay?
Why do you Good say point. That?
That just seems like look, you're crazy. So that's like that's a really weird attention to detail to try and fake us out, I guess. But I don't even think you would think of that. I don't. I think you would just put it in the regular season and, if you were making it up, if you were writing this. So I also think because it's in the preseason that, you know, Jack is a little feisty maybe, Lily. Maybe, maybe he's dropping like the little shut ups, like recalling back to those Utah fans.
Yeah.
And, again, this could just be great writing from Tass here, but it makes sense that he would, if he were to get into sort of like a little squabble with any fan base, I could see the Utah Jazz fans being the ones. So that sort of, checks the box for me for real. I think it's real too. Oh, especially that attention to detail, like you said, TK, of Devlin talking about the cough button and the talk back button. And like, that's a classic Devlin. Like, he'll just peel back the curtain and let you know how it goes down. So I'm ultimately going to go with Trey here, and I'm going to say it's real.
All right, JD, let's reveal it. Is it real or fake?
I do remember that night in Salt Lake City, we had those Yahoos sitting in front of us, Matt, talking smack every time the Jazz scored a basket. I'm like, will you shut up?
Jack.
These Utah Jazz fans, it's like, I'm not playing, I'm not coaching, all I'm trying to do is broadcast the game. Shut up! the Jazz would get a basket,
Jack,
the guy would turn around, be pointing at me like talking, you know what? I told the guy, shut up, man. Get out of my face.
Siakam, sweet. The best was, we have two buttons here. We have a cough button and then what is called the talk back. Talk back, we can talk to those in the television production truck. And then the cough button is in case you cough or you want to talk to somebody without anybody hearing you. And, of course, Jack that night was working the cough button pretty good with those fans that were right in front of us.
I should have probably...
No, you didn't.
Hey,
they were nice. I mean, you were nice to them.
Oh, they're idiots.
No, you were nice to them.
I was nice, yes.
You were very nice. It's a four-point game with 5:17 to go. This is a preseason game.
You were very nice.
Oh, so good to hear nice, those guys. Yes, yes. You were nice. You were nice.
Yeah, they were idiots.
That's good. Way to go, Trey. We had to talk it out, man. I feel like we really got there.
Yeah, I got to listen to a lot of Raptors games to know that Devlin is going to, off the top of his head, be able to pull March 9th as the last game.
Yeah, right? True.
Like, there's no doubt he would have that chambered.
Okay, good work. Good work by you guys. Good talking right there. Okay, next up. Oh, actually, let me thank Tyson Simpson for sending that one in.
Oh,
I want to thank everybody out there who sent them in. They sent them in a long, long time ago. So I really, really appreciate that. I've accumulated many over the entire season, including this next one, because we're going back to the preseason. am I throwing you off here, Skeet?
What?
Got to cover the whole season, baby. Grizzlies Timberwolves, where Minnesota's Dave Benz and Jim Peterson go deep. These guys are a say-what favorite for a reason. JD will play Dave Benz. I will play Jim Peterson.
Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, not only can he play basketball, he can also sing and play the piano. Can you do either of those things?
No.
Well, right there with you, my friend.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have a musical family.
I got some chopsticks going on the piano. That's about it.
You know, my Uncle Wes, he could play the accordion, which was great because he was really good at it. I've got a great video of him playing the accordion. He was really good back in the day as well.
My grandfather played the accordion.
Well, you know, when you grow up in Nicollet, Minnesota, there's a lot of polka going on, you know?
Absolutely. The beer barrel polka.
A lot of polka down in those German farming communities. And then you think about Nyes. What you don't know about Nyes, Hollis Jefferson gets a little feed from Rubio and lays that one in. Nyes, down in northeast Minneapolis, just across the river from downtown Minneapolis, is one of the most fantastic bars that you could ever go to. They had a fantastic polka night, Dave. You would have loved it, even though you're not a polka guy.
You
don't even need to be a polka guy.
Dude, I was a huge polka guy when I was a kid. Bobby Vince.
The karaoke with piano as well. It was just nice. You know, that place closed down. It was a fantastic place.
Get the pierogies out and, you know.
And scene. Okay. That one was a little off the rails. Jeez. It was a little. They were talking about polka and pierogies and a bar in Minneapolis and German farming communities. Now, do I have the capacity? Do I have the bandwidth to make all of that up? Skeets, you're shaking your head. You think there's no chance?
It's been a while since we've done an episode of Say What, but I always come back to like. Yeah, did you sit down and write out a three-minute dialogue about polka and pierogies and this random bar and, the German culture? It's like, it seems so far-fetched. Like, you're a busy man. You have two kids. You got a house. You're composting. It's like, I just can't wrap my head around it. Then again, you've thrown us for a wild card or a loop at times where you've had people actually, like, right ones and send them in. So I don't know. My gut says it's real again, that the preseason part, you know, like the Raptors one, it's a weird twist to it. I think it's real, mainly because I just can't see you sitting down and writing that, all of that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Trey, what do you think?
Well, I'm happy to hear clarification that it was polka night, as in the dance and not a poker night,
right?
Somebody had like accordions as entertainment, get the boys together, splash them chips, and I think it's too insane. I think this is a skin-weighed biscuit basket. over here. I think it's made up. I'm going to go fakesy on this one.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
Lee, I mean, I just want to point out, if it's fake, incredible job, Lee, that he slips in like the Hollis Jefferson to Rubio, yeah. You know, yeah. Like that is amazing, yeah. If it's truly fake. But I think it's real because of little details, yeah. Like that.
I had to try to think if Hollis Jefferson was even on the Timberwolves in the preseason. He didn't end the
Hurley.
Season there.
Yeah, I think he was there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you know what? I think it's fake, but I don't think Tass wrote it. I think someone else did.
Oh, wow.
Did write
wow.
it.
Wow. Wow.
Maybe Tass just decided, though, I'm going to do two preseasons in a row just in case they're on to the first one. So I think it is fake. I think it's fake, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I misfired on the last one, so.
But like, here's why it could be real, and we get back-to-back two preseasons. This is the start of the season. Our fans are excited about the possibility of Say What coming back. You know, yeah. They're locked into these games, and they're sending it to Tass to say, "Hey, listen to this clip," or maybe Tass himself sees it. I'm going real, but you guys. You guys are saying fake.
You're making some good points. We just heard Matt and Jack really go off the rails about Jack wanting to fight somebody in Utah because they were talking during the broadcast. You're going to get silly in a preseason. And, I mean, this is one that would be worth saving for months and months to bring up. I got to agree. Oh, you got me wavering here. I'm not flip-flopping this early. I'm staying team fake.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I guess we're going fake.
The guys say fake. JD?
My uncle Wes, he could play the accordion, which was great because he was really good at it. I got a great video of him playing the accordion. He was really good back in the day as well.
My grandfather played the accordion.
Well, you know, when you grow up in Nicollet, Minnesota, there's a lot of polka going on, you know?
Absolutely. The beer barrel polka.
Oh, yeah. A lot of polka done in those German farming communities. And then you think about the old Nyes. You don't know about Nyes. Is Nyes down in northeast Minneapolis, just across the river from downtown Minneapolis, is one of the fantastic bars that you could ever go to. They had fantastic polka night, Dave. You would have loved it. Even though you're not a polka guy, you don't need to be a polka
guy. Dude, I was a huge polka guy when I was a kid. Bobby
Vinton. The karaoke with the piano as well. It's just like nice, you know. That place closed down. It's just, it was a fantastic place.
Get the Piaggies out and, you know.
Yeah, so first of all, Nye sounds like a great bar. And Skeets, if you're watching on YouTube, I can see you making that perplexed face because you heard Dave Benz say Piaggies instead of pierogies. Yeah. Now, the clip went even longer. There was a correction by the producer. Let's play that back.
Oh, my God.
Watch the pierogies, Piaggies. They're getting corrected by Vanessa in the truck. Yeah, how do you say it, Vanessa? I know people at home can't hear you. Pierogies. We said Piaggies. I don't know. My family. But I'm having a one-way conversation with our producer, Vanessa.
What I love, so Dave Benz called them Piaggies at his house, apparently.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
No, definitely not. I don't know if he's misremembering or whatever, but the producer asks him, who says Piaggies? And he says, my family. All right, this is a preseason game, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. Yeah, so yeah, we went back to the preseason. I appreciate you, Skeets, thinking I'm a busy man and not having the time to write something like that, but I... Oh, I could definitely write something like that. I've written novels in the past, sure. I've got time. But anyways.
But hold on. Like, another reason we should have maybe known it was... it could have been real and ended up being real. I don't know many... Like, these are older guys, right, on the broadcast there. We're talking accordions here. I don't know anyone younger that plays the accordion.
Well, they were talking about their grandparents.
Yeah, but they were talking about it like they've seen it with their own eyes. I got video, the one guy says.
We got to see that video.
Yeah.
I don't know. Video, my uncle playing the accordion. Very cool. But yeah, I'm with you. That definitely dates. Dates it.
Jim
Peterson is a friend of the program. I'm sure we could ask him for that video.
Okay.
Of the accordion playing uncle. Yeah, nice. he'll send it in. Seems like it's one of his most treasured videos.
I know, it does. Okay.
If I had an uncle that played the accordion, I'd probably be pretty happy too. Thank you to Monty from St. Paul, Minnesota, for sending that one in.
There you go.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the... Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, yeah, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Antique Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/nodunks.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You guys are 1-1, all right?
Yeah.
Time for number three, and it's time for our guest. Our guest, Amir Blumenfeld.
Oh, nice. It was either going to be Matty O or Amir.
Yeah. One of those two, for
Hollywood's
sure.
Finest.
Yeah, he's a Say What vet. He's a hilarious comedian, podcaster, and TV man. And most importantly, he loves lying. Amir and I will bring you a Portland broadcast from when they visited the Clippers. Amir will play Lamar Hurd, No Dunks fan Lamar Hurd, and I will play Jordan Kent, the Blazers play-by-play guy. Blazers trying to put together a little mini run here. Leonard, bothered by Melo, able to go baseline. Clippers can't clean it up, so the Blazers get a stop. Dame into the paint. Here comes Jones Jr. Missed the dunk, though. Ah, that would have been a highlight for Tarik Jones Jr. Beverly, three is no good. Leonard gets the rebound. We'll let you catch your breath there, Lamar. Beverly into the paint. No one in his face for the lay-in. And scene.
What?
Okay, guys. Yeah, we changed the pace of that one a little bit quicker.
Amir
it's a change
just,
of pace
he just,
dribble.
He just reacted. He screamed, or, you know, Lamar did, to a missed dunk. Yeah.
So that is exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
This is tough.
Lee, what do you think?
Well, you would think Amir would want way more to do than just that, wouldn't he? I mean, it's like... I mean, why would he make up to that? Oh, my God. I'm 0 for 2 here, and I'm just like, hey. God. I think it's fake. I'm going to say fake. I'm going to go third fake in a row because I'm just playing the percentages here. One of them has to be fake.
True.
Good point.
But Lamar Hurd doesn't... He's not that sort of emotional either, is he, on a broadcast? Like, he doesn't scream out. Like, oh, my God, I have no idea. Fake. I'm just saying fake. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for talking it out.
Wow. Fake. You're saying... So this was a real clip from a... I mean, no. You're saying fake. So you're saying they literally just... Tass just made up play-by-play action and decided to tap in Amir to then scream.
I know, it seems
playing
a waste.
Lamar Hurd. Yeah, that seems insane.
It seems a waste to say, hey, JD, we're going to get Amir and just record the this is it and this is all it is. It seems like, so maybe we've got another Amir coming. Maybe that's it.
Well, interesting, interesting. You make a good point, Lee. I mean, we don't need to get into the budget of the show, but if we're going to be paying Amir's day rate,
yeah,
we should be getting more from him than just a Yelp after a possible missed dunk. Man, this is one of the hardest yet. This is like an uncredited cameo in a movie. You're like, what are you doing with this? Real. I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why real. There's no case for it.
Oh, God.
Skeet, so what do you think? We got a fake, we got a real.
Yeah, if it's real, which I sort of am leaning towards, does that mean Amir saw this clip? Did he see the Blazers-Clippers game?
Mm.
It's a funny scream from Lamar. I think that's what we're supposed to get across.
Yeah.
Reaches out to Tass, and Tass says, hey, yeah, let's make it. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to talk it out here.
Well, West Coast game for sure. Look, maybe Amir's
he's
like,
a Lakers
hey,
fan. He's watching Clippers-Blazers. Yeah, he's a basketball fan.
Yeah, he's a hoop head. Maybe he's like, maybe he just messaged Tass on Twitter and said, or on, you know, sent him a text and said, are you still doing what's up? Because I just got a really good one. I'll even be in it if you want.
I'm swinging.
We're not doing what's up anymore, but we're doing
say what.
You know what I mean.
Usually when we say what.
I'm swinging. I'm going now. I think it actually is real. I think this is where it came. Now, West Coast.
You're going back to real?
Yeah, I think it is real. I think for this reason.
I was going to say fake, actually. Oh, my God.
I think it's fake now. Now that we said
this. Oh, okay. I do, too. Okay, we're going fake. Trey, do you actually think it's fake?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm torn. My heart is torn in two on this one. Give me a flip-flop fake here. Amir has submitted before, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So he would like to run it back with something silly. Fake. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. We're going fake because I'm with TK.
Wow. The last couple of minutes have been say what gold. Not even the reads whatsoever. Just listening to you guys deliberate, watching Lee's anguish in his face. You're not watching on YouTube. You jump over and watch the clip of just Lee struggling to figure this one out. You guys are going fake.
Yeah.
JD.
Clippers can't clean it up, so the Blazers get a stop. Dame into the paint. Here comes Junior. Misses the dunk though. Oh, that would have been a highlight for Derrick Jones Jr. Beverly, three is no good. Leonard gets the rebound. Let you catch your breath there, Lamar.
I can't believe I talked this out.
So how did it come about then, Tass? Was it Amir contacting you and saying, hey, you want to do this or no?
No, it was a fan, Ben Sinner, sending that one in. And just to mess with you guys, we went with the short one there because it would be absolutely nuts just to have Amir on for that. You guys are absolutely right about that. Before we move on, let's hear Amir's thoughts on if you guys were going to get it right.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that was... probably my best voice work to date.
Did you think you sold it enough? Do you think the guys are going to get this one correct?
I think they'll get it correct because it just feels so... Again, it feels like something nobody could have made up. It's just three lines and one guttural scream. Why would we come up with this shit? I'm jealous. We should have. We didn't. They'll know it's real. I know it.
But... I know. Yeah, we have that much faith in you. You guys are that creative that I would expect the two of you, especially Amir and Tass, to write that. It's short. It's so weird that we would think it's fake, which we ultimately did. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, but also I'm lazy, so it's a lot easier not to come up with them. It's a lot easier to just take the real ones that
are
out there.
These could all be real, guys. We have to be prepared.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
All right, so you're 1 and 2 through three. Here comes number four, and we get Amir for one more. Because it would have been super weird, Lee pointed it out, if we had him on for one scream. This say what involves Amir's favorite team, the Lakers.
Ooh.
Pelicans visiting LA. It's a national ESPN broadcast. I'll play Dave Pasch. Amir will play Mark Jackson, who calls out another broadcaster who isn't there that night. Let's welcome back our say what guest. Well, thanks for sticking around, Amir. You'll get at least two words in this one, or actual words in this one.
I'll take it. Thank you. I know I'm offer only, but I appreciate being considered, and I think we'll do well.
All right, here we go. Third foul on Zion Williamson. Montrezl Harrell showing his strength, finishing through the contact of Zion. That's not easy.
Can you do me a favor when you talk to Jeff Van Gundy? I was in my third dream last night, sleeping comfortably. At 4 a.m., this dude texts me. Are you kidding me? at 4 a.m., he puts me in a group text. What are we doing? I got work.
Can I ask what the text was in regard to? Here's James for three. No good.
It was a group text with Mike Breen involved, basically recognizing a YouTube video about Mike and his bang calls. And his legendary calls. We understand this greatness, but not at 4 a.m., Mr. Van Gundy.
Well, 6 a.m. for Jeff, but you're right. What's he doing up at 6 looking at YouTube videos of Mike Breen?
And Mike, well, obviously responded right away. Well, Jesus. Come on, humble Mike.
Here's Kuzma for three. Good. Kyle Kuzma draining the triple. A timeout by New Orleans as the Lakers are starting to pull away. And scene. All right, there we go.
Oh, like, come on, humble Mike or whatever. Yeah. Like that. Whether that's real or fake is a funny line.
Yeah.
Whew, go ahead, Trey. You get us started on this one. What do you think? What's your gut say, man?
I mean, hearing Mark Jackson say, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's a Mark Jackson line. However, we all know it's a Mark Jackson line. So what are we supposed to do with that? If I were writing a Mark Jackson line, would I put in, are you kidding me? Absolutely. But I'd also probably slip in a hand down, man down, or something along those lines. They do like to talk about each other on broadcast when they're not on broadcast together. No doubt about that.
Yes, yes.
Fake. Fake.
Oh, fake.
Pulling it from deep within. I gotta go fake. I also wouldn't like being put on a group text at 4 in the morning thinking that. But would Jeff Van Gundy start one at 6 in the morning?
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Wow. Well, he does.
I think this is a classic Jeff Van Gundy. And Mark Jackson wanted to sort of bring it up in front of people, try to embarrass him and say, what are you doing at 6 a.m. starting a group chat with Mike Breen, talking about Mike Breen's calls? And just the way they said that, what are we doing here? You know, that's a Mark Jackson as well. So I do feel this one's real. I think this one, and I think, again, Amir wanted to get a little bit more bang for his buck on this episode. So going real, real.
Oh, man. All right. Comes down to me again. You guys are split. I'm leaning towards real as well. Like it is like you're saying. Spot on. I will say Amir didn't lean into the Mark Jackson impersonation. Yeah, he really mailed it in on that one there, Tess. Gave a lot more oomph to the Lamar Hurd scream than his Mark Jackson. But I'm like literally racking my brain trying to remember this too. You know, I visited the national game on like Pelicans late, which I can't. I can't remember it. Mm-hmm. Boy, I don't know, man. I guess I lean towards real though. I do. I could we be seeing just a bunch of reels here?
All reels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe like one fake swung in there? Oh, that's tough. Yeah. Man, that's a tough one. It definitely sounds like a disagreement they would have. And Dave Pasch, like, you're not getting anything from him either way.
No.
Right? Like, he's kind of the straight man there, and you're just a bystander of the conversation almost. So, I don't know. I'm happy to vote with the crew here going real, but mark me down for fake. I hope I'm wrong.
All right, we got two votes for real, Tass. You know, Trey thinks we might be wrong. Once again, we might be wrong, but what's the answer?
Well, it looks like we lost Tass, but I will tell you the answer. The answer is this.
Can you do me a favor when you talk to Jeff Van Gundy? I was in my third dream last night, sleeping comfortably. At 4 a.m., this dude texted me. Are you kidding me? At 4 a.m., he puts me in a group text. What are you doing? What are we doing? I'm trying to get my sleep on. I got work.
Can I ask what the text was in regard to? Here's James for three. No good.
It was a group text with Mike Breen involved, basically recognizing a YouTube video about Mike and his bang calls and the legendary calls. We understand his greatness, but not at 4 a.m., Mr. Van Gundy.
6 a.m. for Jeff, but you're right. Still, what's he doing up at 6 looking at YouTube videos? Mike Breen.
And Mike, obviously, Mike responded right away. Well, Jesus. Come on. Humble Mike.
Nice.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Well done.
Well done. 2-2. Thanks, JD, for covering me there. Well done to you, sir. And thank you to Brad Beetson, long time No Dunks fan, for sending that one in. Let's hear Amir's thoughts on if you guys were going to get that one right. What about this one, Amir? How do you feel about this one? Do you think the guys are going to get it?
I think the coups making a three will throw them off. They'll think that it's definitely fake, but people sort of forgot that he shot pretty well this regular season. It was the playoffs, but maybe the recency bias will throw them off. They'll say, coups making a three, Lakers pulling away. It doesn't sound like the purple and gold. And they'll say this whole thing was fake.
Oh, look at the attention to detail, Amir. Yeah. It's like trying to get in our heads, but no. I do wonder if he had done a better Mark Jackson impersonation, would it made us like actually think it was fake because he would be leaning in.
Right.
But like, he just straight up read it. And I don't know.
Yeah.
In a weird way, it helped it be believable. I know that doesn't make any sense, but who knows? None of this makes sense.
Amir is a busy guy.
Yeah.
He is not, he's not as bored as I am.
Right.
I don't think he went and did a reread. He didn't do a pre-read. I think that's clear.
Oh,
I think JD,
wow.
No offense. But
no.
Yeah.
Coming in fresh.
Listen, for a cold read, he did awesome, but I'm pretty sure it was a cold read.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because actually while we were recording, I got him to listen to the scream because I wanted him to scream the Lamar Hurd scream. I want him to feel that one, but we didn't go through the Mark Jackson one. In all fairness, I mean, I called upon him last second. He got in on it. He did a good job.
Great
all right.
Job. Great
Let's
job,
move.
Man.
You guys
but
are 2-2.
Mark Jackson sucks.
No, it's not easy to do a Mark Jackson.
Oh, Amir Blumenfeld. Oh, bro. That was horrible, actually.
Yeah, see, it's easy to, even when I do a Jack, it's easy to do a one line. You know?
Yeah.
Get that garbage out of here.
But then
any accent.
It.
If you really start actually doing a full accent, like, that's hard. Anyway. We got a few more. Next, we're going to Utah as Philadelphia and their broadcast crew visit the Jazz on a January Monday. Ben Simmons had a big 42 that night, if I do remember correctly. The Sixers, Mark Zumoff, and Ala Abdinalbi, they bounce around. I'll be Zumoff. JD will play Abdinalbi. We're tied with 5 minutes left to play in the third. The Sixers have gone to their bench again, and remember, they only have 8 players in uniform.
I've liked the fight of the second unit partner. Tonight's second unit, anyway.
Tyrese Maxey looking for the post up by Tobias. Ingles guarding him. Toby's got it. And the two get tangled. Ingles wants a jump ball, but is it a foul? Yes. Josh Tiven calls a foul on Ingles.
Looked like a clear foul to me. Let's see the replay. Don't know how Ingles can ask for the jump ball. Did he even get his hands on it?
Not a chance. And then Isaiah Joe had to jump over the fallen Ingles.
Isaiah looking like a little Joey kangaroo hopping all over Ingles there.
I see what you did there. A Joey kangaroo.
And he jumped over Joe Ingles, the Australian. He's probably seen a kangaroo or two.
Jumping Joe Caldwell fit in perfectly right now. You ever spent time in Australia?
A little after my NBA career. I was there with the French team I played for.
Did you like it?
No. I had my wallet stolen.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Not too many Abdinalbis out there. I got it back.
And scene. All right, a lot to digest there.
That was a great twist at the end. Yeah. Nope, got my wallet stolen. Well,
great line.
I remember that game, and I remember Ben Simmons had a huge game because I think Embiid was out injured.
Mm. Yeah, they had no guys.
Yeah,
he said. Yeah, and I do remember that too.
Okay, so the game was real, and the points was real too. I think with the 42 because he had a huge one,
massive game. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, these are facts. This happened.
These are facts.
Joe Ingles, of course. I don't know if Ala ever did go to Australia, though. That part I'm sort of I'm confused on. But I just feel with the Ben Simmons big night, the Joe Ingles connection to Utah, And Abdul Nabi probably did go to Australia and he probably did get his wallet stolen. So I think a lot of things point this in the direction of it being real again.
True. Yeah,
he was saying specifically that he played, the French team he played for, I guess, went to Australia for a game.
Sure.
I mean,
that's what he's saying. Yeah. That's what he's implying. Yeah. Trey, what do you think?
Well, as Lee mentioned, these are some facts about the game that definitely happened. I think that was the game that, like, Ben Simmons afterwards was like, Rudy Gobert's not the defensive player of the year or something, yeah. right? Yeah. Basically, like, I just lit him up. I don't know. It's tough. I've been off. I think I missed three in a row here. So give me a reel with a big old grain of salt, Skeets.
I will say, the Joey Kangaroo Ingles Australian connection, like, not their finest work, or maybe not Tass's finest work. I don't know which one, but I think it's them, and I think it's real too. I could have you're on the spot there. You're calling a live game, and you're trying to think quick. And okay, let's get Joey to Ingles, yeah. Australia. Now we got the story. Okay, I see how that happens on the broadcast. I will go real.
JD? Oh, it's fake. It is absolutely fake. Yeah, yeah.
I just dissed you, Tass, with that line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely not my best work, but yeah, we got there. Yeah, a little, little jumping Joey.
Let me ask you, was any part of that real? Anything?
Well, I mean, the conversation, zero.
Right.
Ingles never got tied up with Tobias Harris. There was nobody jumping over anybody. That's all fake. But, yeah, I throw you off a little bit with the Ben Simmons had a big night in Utah in February, 42 points. Now, I think you guys are conflating a couple storylines from the Sixers this year, because they did have a lot of COVID restriction, a lot of guys out. That game was just Joel Embiid was out. So it wasn't one of those where they had eight guys. I mean, I planted that there.
Okay.
You know, things blur together, that's for sure. And it definitely was Ben Simmons, as Trey said, after the game saying, that guy's defensive player of the year. I scored 42.
Right.
And so that was Ben's night. For sure. Tobias Harris had 36 in that one. Ala Abdennaby played for a French team after his NBA career.
Okay.
I mean, and yeah, the wallet thing, just a cap.
That was a great one.
That was a nice twist. And when we followed up about the question about him playing in Australia, also a nice twist was you saying, I think what he was saying is that he played for a French team who just went there for one game. And we're all like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes total
that's
sense.
What he's saying.
I don't know why. You said Isaiah Joe in the clip. And I, for some reason, thought we were going to get a where did you come from, Isaiah Joe? And I was like, okay, that's going to be Tass. Okay, I can see that be a test. But no, you went this whole other angle. You went the Joey Kangaroo, like I said. And, yep, you got us. Wow.
Yeah, just happened to be at a table, a dinner table, where somebody brought up the Joey Kangaroo for some. Oh, I guess it was my daughter learning about kangaroos and learning about Joey. And then I just said, oh, you know, I got to write a say what later. I'll implement that. I'll make it happen.
Wow.
That's what we do here. That's what we do here. We bring our lives into the show, and that's why people like us.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
All right, two more clips for you today. Going to early season Houston, I'll be play-by-play guy Bill Worrell. JD will play former player Matt Bullard, and the two reference sideline reporter Kaylee Griffin. Although we won't hear from her.
Okay.
Once the offensive player passes the ball, then any contact after the pass, just let it go. But the play will stay as a block on John Wall.
is controlling the booze there on the sound system?
I don't know, but I liked that.
That was a good boo.
I think I heard Kaylee's voice booing as well.
Did you hear her voice? She has to sit up here with the older people.
What did you call me?
She can't go down on the court like she normally does. She has the best seat in the house normally, but she prefers... Well, she has to stay up here and wear a mask.
Yeah, the COVID protocols have changed everything in our lives, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Now, you and I should wear masks.
Yes.
But Kaylee shouldn't wear masks.
She's young and healthy. We're the old guys.
That's right. And scene. Okay, wow. Okay. Holy, is Bill Worrell giving you medical advice?
Curveball.
Is Doc Worrell giving you the advice?
Well, I actually, like, in hearing that clip, I thought Bill, what he was saying at the end is like, she's beautiful. We're old, haggard men. Like, we should be the ones covering our faces wearing the mask. She shouldn't have to. But then Bullard, yeah, like, not covers for him by any means, but then he says no, she's young and healthy. She, guess, doesn't need to wear a mask. That whole clip was weird, but yeah. I actually think it's real. So, mm-hmm.
Bullard, I think, was saying young people who are healthy don't need to wear masks. Well, that's his opinion.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting opinion, I guess, to have shared at the time. But, okay.
Lee, what do you think?
I go back and forth. Sometimes you're like, nah, it can't be. Then other times you think, like, it's actually so simple. It's so simple, that one. You know, masks were a bit... What was the John Wall part? Did he come back straight away? Or did he...
I think it was like a couple of weeks into the season that he came in.
I think real.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just said early season.
Yeah, he said early
season. So I left myself open for that.
Yeah, I think so. Masks were a big talking point about it. You know what you need to do and stuff like that. So yes, real.
See, you're right. Early in the season is when masks would have been most in the conversation. I think during an NBA game, I think the boos they're referencing were maybe supposed to be like the in arena boos that they're piping in.
Yes,
and to me, that's why I think it's fake.
Ooh.
I don't think that NBA broadcasters would be going out giving mask recommendations early in the season after they've just been briefed on all the safety protocols prior to the season. This is literally reading way too deep into the ins and outs of the CDC recommendations, but give me a fake, because I don't think they would be talking about who should and shouldn't be wearing masks in arena.
That's true. That's very weird. That's why I found it strange. That's a good point. Oh, wow.
Okay, break the tie here, Skeets.
Well, I think it's real. My gut just said real right away, knowing Bill Worrell and Bullard. I'll stick with it. Lee, you went real as well?
Yeah,
all
real.
All right, sorry. Yeah. We'll go against TK, unfortunately, again. We're saying real.
JD?
Who's controlling the boos down there on the sound system?
I don't know, but I like that.
That was a good boo.
I think I heard Kaylee's voice in there booing as well. Yeah.
Did you hear her voice? She has to sit up here with the older people.
What'd you call me?
She can't go down on the court. Like she normally does. She has the best seat in the house, but she has to stay up here now and wear a mask.
Yeah, the COVID protocols have changed everything in our life, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Now, you and I should wear masks.
Yes.
But Kaylee shouldn't wear a mask.
She's young and healthy. We're the old guys.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. There's a roller coaster right there.
Yeah, good call, Lee. Why was he saying that? Why did Bill Worrell say that part is what I'm so confused about.
That's weird. That's a weird one.
About young people not wearing masks?
No, because he says she shouldn't. Yeah. She shouldn't wear a mask. We should wear a mask. And then Bullard explains it because it's old. But I'm convinced he is saying it, Bill Worrell, because she is a beautiful woman and we are just old men. That's what I actually think he's saying it. Mm. And then Bullard sort of covers him. That's what my gut
I mean,
says.
We can get Bill Worrell on the podcast now that he's retired. Maybe he's got some time. He's into an advisory role with the Houston Rockets. But I believe, like many people in the world, he says, you're not sick. You're not old. You've got no worries. take off the mask. Yeah, maybe, that's basically, maybe, that's essentially what I think he's saying.
I guess so.
But I mean, good point by you, Trey, about the sound system. I mean, Bill Rell sounds a little like me in that instance where he's like, what's going on here in the stadium? Yeah. This guy's piping in the boos. That was a really good boo. He was commenting on, they didn't like the foul call in Houston. Audio production jumped right in there, doing a good job. So Bill Rell, he's been at the helm, or he was at the helm, play-by-play for 40 years. So long time. I saw a tribute video to him. Started in 80. Doing the Rockets games after growing up in Houston. So, yeah.
That's wild. Pretty cool.
He's seen it all. Loves the game. And hope he enjoys his retirement. Thanks to Ahmed Patel for sending that one in. But we couldn't end on that one.
Okay.
The final say what is the Bulls broadcast team of Adam Amin and Stacey King. Mm. Great duo. But it really new has one. Nothing to... What's that?
A new combination.
A new combination. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's taking Neil Fox's job.
Yeah.
Adam Amin has. This is his first season. Did a great job with Stacey King. But it really has nothing to do with the Bulls at all. It focuses on Blazers center, Yusuf Nurkic. I'll play Adam Amin. JD will play Stacey King. Nurkic has got that Dave look right now. Like Lil Dicky, the rapper.
Yeah. Look at you. Look at you. What you know about Lil Dicky? I see you.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. These hooks got me scoring. See me coming from afar.
You gotta check in with me before you use those reference. You gotta check in with me, baby.
Kobe White taking it to the...
You gotta check in on the West Coast. You check in with me. With me.
I'm gonna drop that to you, brother, next time. Let you know when we're feeling the drop that night.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's a good one, though. I'll give it to you. That was good.
And scene.
Ooh, wow.
Okay.
Okay, let me get started here. TK, I don't know how much you know about Lil Dicky and his catalog. I'm a little confused with the timing, maybe, of this reference, because I've seen that episode of Dave where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in it and the song that Adam references there. But, like, I don't know, like, I don't know if he had that song before the show, because otherwise, okay, you don't know either. Yeah.
I don't know. My gut says fake, because
the timeline doesn't make sense, but then again, it could just be a song that he had that I didn't know. So I'm going to go fake because of attention to detail of, like, when this clip would have been happening and the reference to the Kareem part of Dave, which, of course, features Lil Dicky. So, man.
That's what... I mean, I think I've gotten the last four or five wrong, trusting my instincts here. So feel free to fade me, but this one feels very real to me. That feels very much like Adam Amin and Stacey King. The mannerisms from JD are exactly the lines that I think Stacey King would be saying, and he would certainly be elated to hear Adam Amin just dropping rap lyrics during the middle of a broadcast, which is something that he would do, I think. He seems to have a lot of references at the ready. I know he's got these massive, like, note sheets. And I don't know timing-wise either, but I know Nurkic was out early in the season. So if he was sitting on the bench when he had his longer, curlier hair, that's when the Bulls played in Portland. They played January 5th in Portland. So if it's all early in the season times, that could be, mark me down for real.
And you know what? Like, I guess it almost makes more sense if I saw it in the show Dave. Again, Kareem's in the episode and that song is referenced. You know, it makes sense that it was a real song that he had that then they go and try and get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to be in the episode. Okay, You've sort of convinced me. I've come to your side, even though you were like, five or six wrong in a row. I guess it is real, Lee, but what do you think?
Yeah, there's no point in going fake from here when you guys have already sort of said it's real. Trey's due. He's just due to get one here. So I'm just, it's funny, though. Like, I haven't heard Adam Amin's voice. I can remember Stacey King's because he's been around forever. I'm just trying to think of Adam's in my head, and I'm like, how did he speak and how did he sound? But it doesn't really help. I mean, I'm going to say real because I think it doesn't matter anyway, because I'd be in the minority, so real.
JD?
Nurkic got that Dave look right now, like Lil Dicky, the rapper.
Yeah. Look at you! Look at you! What you know about Lil Dicky? I see you.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, you might have to. Yeah, my boy just told
these
me to try.
These hooks got me scoring, hey, CB. Coming from afar.
You got to check in with me before you use those references. You got to check in with me, baby. Like they check in the West Coast, you got to check in with me before you use your references.
I'm going to drop that to you, brother, next time around. Yes. I'll let you know what we're feeling to drop that night.
Yes, exactly. That's a good one. I'll give it to you, Adam. That's a good one.
Yes!
All right. Feel good about that one. Got to get the Bulls broadcast.
Nice. Yeah, JD, great job doing Stacey King as well. Yep. Giving us some Stacey King, but not, no, not overdoing it.
I couldn't bring myself to go all the way with it.
Look at you, though. It was good.
Yeah.
Look at you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome.
See you.
And that's all you can expect from a Say What. A lot of these were split. We needed a deciding vote. That's all I can expect as a Say What creator here. And that was great going through seven. I don't think there was any that were clear cut that you guys picked. So
we got one that we all agreed on, and that was wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Amir, the first Amir.
Yeah.
That's a whole other bag of marbles, right? I mean, just that factor, the guest factor. I mean, usually going back and say what's usually somebody just come in for one. So it would make sense that you guys were like, for one scream?
One single scream?
But Lee called it. Lee said there's probably going to be another one. You did call that there, Lee. Yeah. So good stuff. Overall, you know, not our finest work maybe, but pretty average with how we do usually on Say What. Got some, got a lot wrong, but man, did we have fun.
We sure did. But there's more. If you're looking for more Say What, we're dropping a bonus clip into the Apple podcast feed, but it is subscription only. Thanks to JD for the heavy production lift on this show. Was quite the lift, and then I dropped out in the middle of it. JD picked it right up. We'll close here on the greatest moment in Say What history. If you're listening to this as a podcast and not on YouTube, you're going to hear some silence as I try to get a fist bump from Lee, but I get declined. It's 10 seconds of hang time here. The greatest moment in Say What history. Let's watch and let's listen to nothing. There it is. All right, thanks to everybody for tuning in. Make sure you continue to tune in to our off-season programming. We will talk to you next time. You could stay.